From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuela's opposition is promising to keep up the pressure. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans are growing tired, they say, of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Mr. Maduro threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence breaks out. But the leader of the Democratic Unity Roundtable has vowed that the marches will be peaceful. Brazil's ousted President Dilma Rousseff has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. Appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's rights to due process. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State, but the spokesman says that is out of the question. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted into violence earlier in the week after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Opposition leader Jean Ping is disputing the election results. This is VOA News. Three Zambian church officials have called for peace ahead of an anticipated court ruling on the opposition's challenge to the results of the August 11th presidential election. The Evangelical Fellowship in Zambia, the Council of Churches in Zambia, and the Catholic Bishops' Conference all called on political parties to make sure their supporters do not engage in acts of violence after the ruling. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. He has declared he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. Trump renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and to make Mexico pay for it. He wrote on his Twitter account that there would be no amnesty for illegal immigrants, which would lead to citizenship. Trump spoke to supporters at a rally in the state of Ohio.
We will treat everyone with dignity, respect, and compassion. But our greatest compassion will be for the American citizen.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton continues to hammer away at Trump's temperament and warns voters about Trump's efforts to moderate his image.
And now Trump is trying to rebrand himself as well. But don't be fooled. There's an old Mexican proverb that says, "Tell me with whom you walk, and I will tell you who you are." But we know who Trump is.
Clinton says she wants to retain executive orders signed by President Obama offering deferred enforcement to certain categories of illegal immigrants with no criminal record. Clinton has called for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies, similar to legislation that has stalled in Congress. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida. U.S. Space Agency and SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one's injured, but the rocket and a satellite on board were destroyed. The satellite was intended to beam high-speed internet signals to Africa for the website Facebook. The explosion marks a major setback to both SpaceX and to the U.S. Space Agency. An earthquake has struck off the coast of New Zealand. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.1 magnitude quake hit early today, 169 kilometers northeast of Gisborne. It is at a depth of 30 kilometers. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. Also, don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.